Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, she played a leading role in the Democratic National Convention, and she's on the program today, State Senator Ivana Cancela, here for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail. We help it grow. And we mean business.
RANNV.org.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology, like this electronic eye, that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you, because trucks move America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always welcome back to the program, State Senator Ivana Cancela of District 10. Pleasure to have you back.
Good to be here, Sam. Thank you.
So tell us about your experience with Joe Biden and the virtual convention.
Well, this is... As we all know, this is a very different year for all of us in lots of different ways, and the campaign is no exception. So last week's Democratic convention was a different one. There wasn't a stadium in Milwaukee filled with delegates. It was everyone watching over their TVs or computer screens. And I personally really enjoyed the programming. I thought it was fantastic to be able to be so inclusive of people in their homes and their workplaces, and to get to play a small part in representing Nevada was a true honor and something that I'll remember for the rest of my life.
You know, one of the things that so many people have told me about doing things like this over Zoom is that they're getting a kick out of seeing people's homes, people's locations, and that's become as much a part of the entertainment as anything else. I think it's beneficial for the conventions, which rambled on for days with all kinds of speakers on both Republican and the Democratic side, that only the truly faithful were going to watch from 7 in the morning till midnight. So I think from a programming point of view, this has made a lot more sense. But let me ask you a couple of specific questions. You've been a big supporter of Joe Biden pretty much from the beginning. Why Joe Biden when there were so many other choices?
Well, I got to meet Vice President Biden back in 2012 when I was still working at the Culinary Union, and he and then President Obama were up for re-election, came to Nevada to campaign, and I remembered very vividly how earnestly he approached the workers at a rally we were hosting and how thoughtful he was in engaging with folks and making sure that he really listened to their stories and how he took those stories with him when he went to speak before the crowd. I thought it was different. It was a different approach to politics and something I'd been exposed to in my very short political career at that point. And I got to meet him a few other times when he was here campaigning in 2014 and again in 2016. And I really believe at my core that he has the leadership experience to get to work on day one. I believe that he has the empathy to bring our country back together and to work with people who are looking to make sure that our country gets back on track, that we really work to heal the divides that have been sowed over the last 4 years. I believe he's the right person to do that. So when he called during the primary, as other candidates did, to talk about Nevada and what should happen here, I briefly interrupted him and I said, Mr. Vice President, I believe in two pillars as the core of politics. It's leadership and loyalty. No one who's running has done more for the Democratic Party than you have. And I believe you have the leadership necessary to move our country forward. So whatever you need, I'm on the team. And I never looked back. And I still feel the same conviction that I did then about his leadership and his ability to change the direction our country's going in.
You are obviously from a younger generation and represent that younger generation. Do you have any concerns about the age divide?
You know, I have seen, it's been incredible to see young people stepping up and leading in this very critical moment in our country. If you look at the protests around systemic racism, around police brutality, it's not even people my age who are leading. I'm an elder millennial in a lot of ways. It's high school students, young college students. There is an energy among young people to be a part of our democracy in a way I haven't seen in my lifetime. And so I'm not sure that the age gap or the age difference is a challenge. I believe that the Democratic Party creates a big enough tent to where there's leadership opportunities for everyone, regardless of age or any other factor. So I actually feel really inspired that we have so many young people stepping up to be leaders in this moment.
And I can't disagree with you that the young base is activated on both sides. It reminds me, you know, and I'm a little bit older than you, of the late 1960s, where we saw people marching in the streets and especially around, the Democratic Convention in 68. And there's good and bad to that because, you know, in any kind of demonstration, you have people who are there to demonstrate for a cause and want to do so in a peaceful manner. Then you have a second group that will come in behind them who are people who are looking to get their Christmas presents early and do looting. And then you have anarchists who look at the confusion being wrought and want to take advantage of that. You know, what are your concerns as you look around, you know, places like Portland and Seattle and Reno and Las Vegas and the Carson Valley, where you're seeing protests in places, in some cases, where you would never dream that there would be protests?
I think, different take on this than maybe other folks, and it's because I've had the benefit of working at the Culinary Union and spending 6 years really understanding the power of nonviolent, peaceful protest. I've stood on more picket lines than I can count. I've been arrested twice as part of a civil disobedience. And it was always done to keep people safe and to ensure that we exercised our rights, but that we did so in a way that kept not only protesters, but also the public safe. And I think what we're seeing across the country is a really organic energy of people wanting to be more active than they've maybe ever been. And that's manifested in protests. It's manifested in social media posts. I mean, across the spectrum, people are communicating that they want change. And unfortunately, there have been people who have approached that desire for change with different tactics. And there's no place for violent demonstrations. They are dangerous. They take away from the message of what the majority of people are calling for, which is systematic change to structural racism in this country. And I don't believe that the majority of protesters are engaging in that kind of behavior. It is unfortunate, though, that when we see violence on picket lines or in protests, that those become the focal point because they are not the kind of behavior that we should be engaging in. Going back to the civil rights movement, the leaders of the civil rights movement, from John Lewis to Dr. Martin Luther King, practiced and preached nonviolent, peaceful protest. And I believe we're seeing the majority of places endorse and engage with that kind of style of protest. And I think it's really inspiring. And I hope that more and more people exercise their right to peacefully protest.
And on that note, just as a quick sidebar, when I think of John Lewis, I think of the Edmund Pettus Bridge. And when people talk about changing the names of things that come from a racist era, I'm not sure that that's the right way to go, because I think we need to preserve our history. And I think that if there's a way to be able to put up plaques and information so that when people go to these places, they see that they were the site of obviously horrible racist acts. But do you feel that we need to change the names of everything? I mean, in the last 24 hours as we're taping this, Squaw Valley, the ski resort that was the host of the 1960 Winter Olympics, is going to change its name because they feel that the name Squaw is a racist term in regard to Native Americans. Do you have any concerns about, you know, the potential of us losing our history as we go through this renaming process?
I've spent some time thinking about this, and I can see both sides. And where I ultimately, I guess, land on this is that I don't have a history of a family that came to this country on slave ships. I don't have people in my family who have been murdered by police officers. So I can empathize with what people who have experienced systemic racial oppression are feeling and have felt, and I can be an ally in that fight. But I don't know what it's like to look at a monument of a Confederate flag or of a Confederate soldier and feel an anger and pain that reminds me every day of my family's history. And so for people who feel that pain, I understand the desire to change those representations and to eliminate them from public spaces. And I think it's appropriate to have those conversations, and whether we move those kinds of statues or create a plaque to explain the true history behind or the complete history behind those representations, either way, I believe it is on the people most affected by that history to lead in those fights and to lead in those movements. So when Native people stand up and say that squaw is a derogatory term, I think we have a responsibility as a society to listen. And I'm really proud that Squaw Valley as a ski resort said, yeah, we can evolve and we can do better and do differently. And then the history becomes, we changed, we evolved, and that's the story that we can tell in the context of a broader social moment. So I think it's an important dialogue, and I'm glad it's happening in cities and states across the country. And I feel strongly that it's people most impacted who should be leading in those conversations and telling us what to do.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back more with State Senator Ivana Cancela after this timeout.
Because of UMC, I'm putting my free time to good use.
Because of UMC, she keeps me on my toes.
Because of UMC and this guy, I'm here.
UMC, the highest level of care in Nevada.
I can't do it. Stupid, like my mom.
We can't do anything at Mommy's because you won't pay child support.
Dad said you cheated, and he's not even sure he's my dad.
Mommy said you left both of us, so she isn't gonna let me see you.
I look just like my father.
I'm divorce attorney Marilyn York, and I may represent men, but hate has no gender, only casualties. Please, stop sacrificing your children in your war against your ex.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
Dad? Why are you learning? This place is great. Huh?
You gotta try this. Wow! This stuff is great! People are gonna love it!
Yes. Yes, they were.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with State Senator Ivana Cancela. I want to go back to the convention here. And so we talked about the age of the candidate. You said not an issue. But as you look at, you know, the vice presidential choice of Kamala Harris, and you look at all the other people that ran for office, and there were so many debates on the stage and then debates, you know, behind the scenes about, you know, who would be a good choice to be president or vice president. Who are you looking at from the former candidates that you would like to see, you know, perhaps in a constitutional office or running a department in the federal government if Joe Biden is to be elected? If, that is, of course.
Yeah, so I wish I could take credit for this idea, but I have to give credit to my brother, and I do so every time I mention it because I thought it was so ingenious. He described this election cycle like the Democratic Avengers coming together to win, and that's what I felt happened at the convention, where we saw all of the former candidates for president come together to support the Biden-Harris ticket. And I think in an administration, hopefully future President Biden will make decisions that balance the need to keep key leaders in the Senate and in the House, and also build out a cabinet that can work with him to not only undo the mess that, in my opinion, Trump and his cronies have made of the executive branch, whether it's in hiring freezes or in lack of appointments, but that he will do so in a way that preserves the need to keep key leaders in both the House and the Senate. So I don't have anyone that I'm specifically jonesing to see in any sort of office, though I do hope that we have good Nevada and at the very least Western United States representation in the cabinet.
Do you feel that a Biden administration would be reaching across the aisle, or do you think that the pendulum would just swing back towards, you know, the liberal causes? Because it seems that that is a huge lacking, and part of the problem we're having in this country is that the center is not active.
Yeah, I personally don't think we can do another 4 years or even 2 years of extremely polarized DC politics. It has forced states to take on work that they perhaps had never engaged in before because there's such gridlock in DC. We need federal leadership now, arguably more than ever, because of the crises that we face as a nation, whether it's climate change or our economic crisis or our public health crisis as a result of the pandemic. We need to see both sides of our political ideology come together. And I don't think there was, I've never been in the US Senate, but I think that the vice president comes from an era where it was perfectly appropriate to have disagreements on the Senate floor and then go have a cocktail together and build camaraderie and build relationships. And one of the videos that stood out to me from the convention was the one about Senator McCain and Vice President Biden's friendship, and it described exactly this. I think he's equipped to not only do the work to start to force a conversation where both sides are able to share ideas in a respectful manner, but to also ensure that he works within the system of our House and Senate to bring people to the table. And it's what he's done as a politician throughout his entire history in public office. And I believe it's what he'll do as a president. And I believe it's why we've seen a large number of Republicans endorse him for the presidency. I think it's because they believe that things can be different.
Do you think that's as much a pro-Trump vote as, a pro-Biden vote as it is an anti-Trump vote, though? when those Republicans are crossing the aisle, in the same way that you saw with Harry Reid and Sharon Angle. Sig Rogich, a leading Republican of many decades, formed Republicans for Reid.
Yeah, either way, it is a pro-Biden vote, whether it's motivated by a sentiment that Trump is no longer equipped to lead this country, perhaps never has been, or the belief that Joe Biden is best equipped. Whatever the motivation is, voting for Joe Biden is an affirmation that he will do a better job than Donald Trump, that he's prepared to lead the country in this moment. So I'm not sure that it matters what the motivation is. It just matters what box gets checked on that ballot.
All right, let's take another break. We'll be back with State Senator Ivana Cancela after this timeout.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Come visit Design Outdoor's store and backyard to see our wide selection of fire pits, barbecues, and pizza ovens, natural stone water features and fountains, and frostproof pottery. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
One of the most psychologically damaging things parents can do to children in divorce is disparage one another, which is why I can't believe I even have to make this commercial. Half of your kids' genetics come from this person you're spewing hate about. Your children have the right to love you both, but more than that, they deserve to love themselves.
Marilyn York might be a men's rights divorce attorney, but this is for every selfish parent. Shut up.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. And a lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with State Senator Ivana Cancela. So let's bring things home to Nevada here and what's going on in our state. Are you comfortable with the way that the governor is leading at this point? Because there are a lot of people privately, both Republicans and Democrats, who are pretty darn unhappy with the governor's leadership at this point.
There are a lot of Monday morning quarterbacks, but there's only one person who's had to make the toughest of decisions, maybe some of the toughest in our state's history, and that's Governor Sisolak. And he has risen to the occasion with the utmost grace, never complaining, and doing so with the best interest of Nevadans at heart. Does it mean that they are easy decisions? No, not by any means. No one runs for office to make the decision to shut down our largest industry for 2 months. But I'm so proud that we have a governor that has put medical professionals in his corner to help guide decision-making, that has put the health of our most vulnerable Nevadans at the forefront of his mind, and that has relied on our state's experts in fields like public health, our folks at GOED on economic diversification and on what our future looks like. And I don't envy the role he's in, but I'm so proud that he has stepped up to do this work and think he's done an outstanding job at ensuring that Nevadans and their families are who he thinks about every single day.
Okay, but are you concerned, for example, you know, the casinos are open and they've been able to put their health things in place. You've got grocery stores, you've got Costco, you've got Home Depot, you've got Lowe's, you've got lots of industries that are working construction, huge. And We are not seeing any massive outbreaks of COVID in any of these, and yet small businesses, independent bars, restaurants are all in crisis. Do you think that you know, there needs to be, you know, more ability for these businesses to be able to reopen?
Well, the governor has enacted a different framework for thinking about how businesses stay open or reopen or have to close, a little less than what in pandemic time feels like years ago, but was actually just a few weeks ago. He, along with Caleb Cage and Julia Peek, who are really leading our COVID efforts at the state level, created a framework so that we can make these decisions in a way that is both keeps in mind the public health crises that we're in and the economic necessities. I don't believe that there's anyone in Nevada government who wants to see our small businesses flounder any more than they want to see our hospitals overburdened. So it's a tough set of decisions to make, but I think we are doing it in a way that's informed by data and informed by best practices we're seeing from other states. And it's painful for everyone. It is undoubtedly one of the toughest moments for everyone in our state. And it's doing the best we can to keep our state safe.
And that's where we have to leave it. I'm sorry we don't have more time. Always a pleasure to have you on the program. Congratulations for your participation in the Democratic Convention, and we look forward to seeing you soon.
Thanks, Sam. Have a good day.
Thank you, and we'll be right back.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Kenny, Dad? Why are you learning? This place is great.
Huh?
You gotta try this. Wow! This stuff is great! People are gonna love it!
Yes. Yes, they were.
As you know, Reno is booming. Toll's development company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Toll's development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Watch Nevada Newsmakers on YouTube. You can do that now these days. We'll see you on the next broadcast.